Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Noah's excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
God's people, amen. Hallelujah. The rescue point, the time of deliverance upon Mount Zion. Deliverance. God is delivering us. God is strengthening his people. God is raising a house for himself, a habitation. So I believe strongly that so much has been released to us and I, that we have been receiving them and we have been, you know, appropriating them in our hearts, trusting God that, like Pastor Reverend Ken said, it's going to be a point of furtherance, not just a moment of meeting. It's going to define our communication, our conversation, our walk with God. It's going to define, you know, our attitude towards things of the Spirit. It's going to define our perception. It's going to define a lot of things about us that's going to move us into another space of time where we can get more from God. Hallelujah. So I believe strongly that it's not just a meeting just to celebrate one day, 1 week and go away. I believe that it's to move us further to God. I want to appreciate Reverend Cave. Thank you, sir, for being a blessing. Come on, give the Lord a big hand for Reverend Cave. Thank you very much. We always pray for you. We thank God for you. You are a great gift to us, to the body at this time. Yes. We know that you are a blessing. We know you are a gift to us. And we also know that time we help others to understand. Amen? So that the whole house can be blessed as we really ought to be blessed. Because God has committed flocks to various, you know, places. And so when leadership does not connect its people to God's provision, it robs the whole flock. There's nothing we can do about it. God has put gate men, into various places. Millions are there. Millions, thousands are there. And there's no matter how much you pray. God may have to do something until the portal is open for God's people to have access. So thank you for the labor, sir. Thank you for always being there. I was blessed this morning. And I richly blessed. And I know that we're going to have time to look into more of those things. So that we can, we don't all understand at the same way. But we must believe with our heart. That's believe unto righteousness. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto. So, when you hear truth, the first thing is not to try to understand, it's to believe. And that's why every human being has that pedestal to function. We all have heart. What the devil has not been able to do against human soul is to stop the soul from believing. He has stopped to the soul of man, but has not been able to stop faith. That's why the worst of sinner can still believe. So there's hope. And that's why God located that place as a place to begin to relate with us, not our head. So it's not everything you hear that you will understand. Thank God for understanding at the moment. Thank God for it. But if all you have in faith preaching is what you understand in the moment, you have not located the blessing of faith. His heart that receives it. They might understand with time. I've made effort sometimes to make people understand some messages and I just got that. God said to me, don't make effort. I will give grace for it. Speak what I have to speak. Because in time to come, it will be a part of reference. So what we say is beyond the present time. We speak words that are timeless. Which time unveils. So, sir, God's strengthening. Keep on saying it. We are picking it. And we understand everything. Amen? Hallelujah. People like Austin Sparks, man, no years back, wrote and preached and preached and preached. Up till now, some people don't understand Austin Sparks' writing. But over the years, we have come to a point where we can see his writing now and see what he's talking about. Because in his days, the much of faith teaching was Not just faith has to do with receiving the natural. But he was speaking about things that pertains to the corporate existence of the church, which is the end. So we love you, sir. Thank you very much. Please give the Lord a big and fervent kiss. Yeah, I love the teachings, sir. I love the matters. I love the material. I love the content. And I must understand it. It's a must for me. So that I can be saved. I can lead God's people who are right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to spend a short time this evening. I trust the Lord for a great help for us to be blessed. Amen. In any way, you will understand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we give thanks. I will just pray in the spirit. Make a posture pay the balasti handa separata balaski polibaroto susupalideshke polimarana santaya. Brema lavashke pote and the leveshke predebeseteleshke poliman rabalata. Marata hata hata makoroto susupaleshke and the breneshke peliberetesu. The balaske hata labradashke polibaroto susunda. Mambra bra bra basa palaske preheneske poliberote sesita balia makanaske eneshe polia bar robalata sasi bremala babashanda labarana malaste polibasaide akushka tai malabarata sosu amro pote kesele meske peliberote sesutana pronaske ada balata hasuka nashe bremala balaste polibashanda labrana masekele prehenesisia da bota ashka palima robanaste anasise bro babashka taba rota sabane Bremalata sesiba ashkapa Bremalata handa sopo meshkehene sisa daba 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 ashkehanda Brekashenda liberata sesia Omro popo boshenda liberata namaste polibasatalia Arota adasha Bremalata hosupa Shapa laba rabalaste hanasia Meremeshenda liberata neshkipot Abro 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 labasapa Bremalese 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 Bele 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 Brashe rota sesiba shabala rota sabo Amro namasama nashenda liberata Duba duba shanda labane Aprota sabanata handa balata sapro Breneste henesia pa Shakta labra hanasia po Ombrona Mosopolia, Debe de Benesse, Brenesse, Enre, Brenesse, Adabasha, Tabosa Balaske, Emre, Brenesse, Si, Dabala, Ambroske, Emdeli, Abra, Lapalia, Basepa, Brenesse, 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 Lebelebeleche, Erre, Ambrotoso, Oposhe, Retesia, Dabashka, Madabashandala, Rota, Rosabalia, Bashata, Labrahana, Masapa, Bremelebesapalia, 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 Bashka, 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 Brasharla, Rasabalia, Talabala Sapalia Shandala, Preta Sisinda Bashandalaba. Worship Yahweh, worship Yahweh, worship the Son of God. We bow our hearts, we bow our hearts, we bow our knee, 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 we bow our hearts, we bow our knees unto you, Lord. Every knee should bow, every knee must bow, every knee must bow, every knee must bow, and every tongue must confess that you are Lord. Every knee, every knee, every knee, every knee, every heart, every knee, every heart. Kete kesepondara. Brashka taba atos the pot. Malata tasa brashka baranessa si. Tuba shanda labane rota sapot. Omrota siya bashka. Brata, 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 brata bashka pone mashide. Yahweh, we worship. We worship. We worship. The worship. Thank you. The worship. Thank you. Thank you. We worship the Son of Yahweh. 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 From east to the west, from the north to the south, may your name be glorified, Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the rising of the same, we worship the Son of Yahweh. From the east to the west, from the north to the south, may your name be glorified, Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, we worship the Son of Yahweh. 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 We worship you, Lord. We worship the Son of Yahweh. We worship Adonai. We worship the Son of Yahweh. We worship the Son of Yahweh. We worship the Son of Yahweh. From the east to the west, from the north to the south, may your name be glorified, Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, we worship the Son of Yahweh. From the east to the west, from the north to the south, may your name be glorified, Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, we worship the Son of Yahweh. We worship you, we worship the Son of Yahweh. And we worship you, we worship the Son of Yahweh. Eternally we bless your name. We worship by the night, we worship by the night, the Son of Yahweh. We worship by the night. Hey, we worship by the night, the Son of Yahweh. We worship the Son of Yahweh. We worship the Son of Yahweh. Lord, we worship your name. We worship the Son of Yahweh. We worship Adonai. From the east to the west, from the north to the south, your name will be glorified, Adonai. Adonai, Adonai, your name will be glorified. Your name will be glorified. In the midst of the darkness of the earth, your name will be glorified. We bless, we bless. We give you praise tonight. We exalt you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, we bless your name, my Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Says as the heavens and the earth remains, every knee will bow before me. As long as I live, as long as I live, every knee. But willingly tonight, Lord, we come to the place in our journey with you. We want to bow. We want our knee to bow. We want our heart to bow. We want to offer to you. Thank you. We thank you. Thank you. Amen. Have a seat. Thank you very much. Yeah, Holy Spirit, the Lord thy God is one God. Thou shalt love the Lord with all, honor thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy mind, with all of thy soul, with all of thy strength. What you love is what you serve. The gateway to serve, the gateway to worship is love. So it's to worship the Lord thy God. The way to serve, thou shalt serve the Lord thy God. It's how to worship the Lord thy God. In this time, God is asking for a true worship. God is demanding for true worship. We have offered to God all kinds, but God is asking at this time, He's asking His people to offer true worship to Him. From the various meetings of recent time, it's clear that the Lord is returning us to something that we're not doing well, that is needful to offer true worship. It's God's demand, it's God's delight. For those who worship Him, must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Spirit and truth. These are the very key things that the priesthood custodied. Spirit, truth. Law of truth. The covenant of God. Before Israel left Egypt, God said to Pharaoh, He kept insisting on Pharaoh, "Let my people go. Let them go and wash. They can go and serve me. Let my people go. Let them serve me. Let them go. Let them journey to service. They can't serve in Egypt. They have to serve me by joining. They have to migrate. They have to move." As like God said to Abraham, "You will go and offer your son upon one of the mountains that I will show to you. You will journey 3 days. Why can't he offer his son in his backyard? One of the mountains I will show you. When you get there, you will know it. On the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen." God was bringing to us patterns, introducing us on what it is to worship. You can't worship me in the plain. You have to journey up mountain. You have to go away from thyself. You have to journey by faith. You have to follow faith process. You have to arrive at a place where it will only be what I show. When you get there, everything about you will have disappeared. It's what on the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. So all that God has said in patterns toward worship and offering is what is put together in the priesthood, teaching us how to journey, how to make progress, how to go away from one domain to another domain. If Abraham went one day and offered, it would be acceptable. If he went 3 days and offered, it would be acceptable. If he went 3 days and he can't find the mount, it's not acceptable. He left a domain and he must arrive at another domain. As much as where he left is important, his process is important, his arrival also is very crucial. We have seen planes that take off before and they are lost in transit. When they lose connection from their base, even if they can't find the plane, they know that it has disappeared. When they check around for some time, they can't find it, they know that they are not going to ask, "Where are the souls?" No. If it's lost in transit, it's gone. So what God designed priesthood is what can make us live where we are and arrive safely at the end. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. So there is a destination. He that cometh, you must get to God. Praise God. You can't come to God if you have not left a place. So God in this season is emphasizing, you say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He's emphasizing, how can this be achieved? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. If you read through the old, if not for places like Hebrew, that open up issue of priesthood, or First Peter, you will not hear priesthood taught by the apostles. All you will hear is grace and peace multiply unto you through knowledge. So it is not really the teaching of the language. It is actually the administration of the pathway that leads to life. You can know priesthood, know the high priest. But there is a manner of leading or training in the spirit that brings us to experience what is put in priesthood. Because priesthood is designed to ensure that you get what is not yours. What does not belong to you is designed to ensure that you get what does not belong. We are human. Man is man. I went to the house, please. And we have our things. If they ask you to go and walk, you know how to walk. Abi? Because you are a man. But when you hear God walk, and enter into his rest, it's not going to, you're going to walk. So we have the things of man. Knoweth no man but the spirit of man. So also the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. God is not a man. God is God. Hallelujah. But you see, that connecting factor, God can do many things, bless man to do many things. And you will do it on the earth, you will do well. And you will be blessed by yourself. It will bless yourself. You can, if you buy a car enhances you. Is that not true? Are we right? I don't have much to say this evening. I just want to one, two things into what we're talking about. It improves your natural life. It can aid your business. But they are the things of man. It does not bring down anything from God. God just uses his power to stir the heart to answer to you. God said to Abraham, Genesis 12. God had said to Abraham, leave thy father's house. Is it not Genesis 12? Let's see it. He had said, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. God is always showing something. I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. Huh? And I will bless thee and I will make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. God said, I will bless them that bless you. So God has said to him, I will make thy name great. All of that, I will bless thee. So it's the amount God could do for you that is not God blessing you. God can enhance your life, and yet it's not what you call blessing. It's not what God calls blessing. Man has blessings. God has blessings. I went in the house, please. Priesthood is not designed primarily for man's blessing. God has been blessing man. Bible says that Abraham became so rich. He was rich in silver and what? And gold. That is where God is. That's why God is insisting on the church understanding priesthood. I think God is insisting on the church understanding priesthood. God is insisting the church must understand this issue. I say God is insisting. I hear some things, I just wonder where did the devil concord this and sell it to church? You know, things like heavenly, the heavenly whatever, and earthly useless. It's satanic. It's from hell. And when I see people say it, I wonder, you don't understand the things of God. You don't. If you say it, you don't. And may the Lord give you understanding. And God said to him, I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. And in this, all the families. God was interpreting, if you see there, you will see there, colon. Means that the way I will bless you is that through you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Then you know that there's no way Abraham could have done that physically speaking. God was trying to say to Abraham, I want to move you to the realm of spiritual blessing. You must learn how to be a blessing spiritually. Over the years, you have known how to be a blessing naturally. You were able to train 318 soldiers in your house. A man was able to train 318 men that can stand for war. So I know that those who are in the house of Abraham must not be less than 1,000. With wives and children, some children who are still young, who have not attained age of war. Abraham has explored the natural dimension of exploit. But Abraham does not have what it takes to generate God on the earth. Abraham does not have what it takes to bring what is not, what is alien to the world of man. Some things are alien to our world. What can will bring God to ever remember and connect himself to a man? From Abraham, God raised a nation called Israel. From Israel, God raised a king called David. And God swore by himself upon the throne of David. It's not about David, it's about Abraham. It's about what he has spoken in his mind to do that is following up. Because he has told, he has said, I will bless thee. And through thee, all families of the earth will be blessed. It's easy for us to go through the earth. It's not easy for blessed to go through the earth. It's natural for the earth to follow sin. Yes. If a religion says you want to rule the whole earth, and it's by giving that to children, and they are battling children, it's easier to bat children on sword by nature. Yes. Abraham had one Ishmael. Isaac had one Esau. Amen. This was a strong, valiant man. For concerning is it Ishmael? He said, by sword shall I live. And his end shall be against every man. But the one he does not remember is that the end of every man shall be against him. And see? So now his ends against every man is rejoicing. But the last of the prophet is that the end of every man is against, will be against him. Very soon the whole of humanity will rise against him. And they will deal with Ishmael and his seed. So it is easy for that to perpetuate through the earth. It's easy for them to invade London, invade England, invade US, invade nations like that. Because it's the seed of the earth. But for what is alien to the earth to survive through the earth and penetrate, it will take heaven to do that. That's why the gospel is not your gospel, it's the gospel of God. Amen? It's God's agenda for humanity. It's not man's agenda for himself. It's God's agenda for humanity. What am I saying at this time? I'm saying to us that there is blessedness. Now, Reverend read a blessed to us in the morning, Ephesians. God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So it's clear that God is referring to something he has kept before. Because to Abraham, after the war with after the old war, you know, remember the war of Abraham with the kings? You know, remember that war where Abraham got back, got back Lot, got back the spoil, all of that. As he was coming back, he met with a man called Melchizedek, the king of Salem, the priest of the Most High God. This man blessed Abraham. What is that Abraham does not have? That he needed for the next journey. There was need for Abraham to journey from the earth to the spirit. There was need for a man to leave earthly posterity for a spiritual posterity. There is need for a man to engage the heavens, to bring something on the earth that is alien to the earth. It needs to be blessed. It needs to be blessed. It needs to contact the real blessing. And Melchizedek blessed Abraham. That's the first time we have reference to the word priest in the Bible. So the job of priest or priesthood is to transfer blessing from the realm of the heavenly. I'll be to transfer not natural blessing. Spiritual, there's a blessing called spiritual blessing. The realm of the heavenly is not the realm of the earthly. What they call blessedness there, to us here, we can't discern it. It's like God raining manna down from heaven for Israel. You know that thing called manna? It's got the full of angels. That's what angels live by. He stressed some manna. I said, what is this? That's not manna. Manna is a puzzle. What is this now? What is this? It's like a despise. They took it. What is this now? Because when man wants to live on the earth here, he needs amala. One bowl of amala. And the next bowl of begiri. And another plate for bushmeat. I think monkeypox is already coming down now. That thing dreaded the eating of. Every time you see bushmeat, you remember monkeypox. And your appetite can be just. No, with the house. That's man. He wants to eat. That's what he sees as. When he sees that, it's nice. God was trying to change their perception on what it takes to live. What angels will see and they will rejoice. They will see sustenance. They will see life. Instead, saw it. Say, what is this? Now, does that reduce the nature of the food? They despise. That's just ignorance. Thank you. You're talking about the fact the priest is come only, he has come for sin and for those who are out of the way. Ignorance is a very bad thing. That all the key of the problem that the priest uses light. What we miss many times, what we don't know, what we ignore. The same thing I ignore sustained them for how many years? I can't hear you, please. 40 until they got used to it. You know, they kept complaining. God added meat. And he added meat to a point that the thing was coming from out of their nostrils. Can't God set a table in the wilderness? That table. He's talking about a table with amala and the, you know, a way do and you know. God can set it. But God is saying, that is not how I design you to live. Natural men live like that. That's where they live. That's what sustains them. But for you, you are to be migrated from the realm of the natural to another realm where what they eat is not what man eat. Hallelujah. So if they loathe manna, what will they do to the hidden manna? Because there's another hidden manna which God was saying to the church in Revelation, that you will eat of the hidden manna. So it means that as you go up, the weight or the nature of things diminishes. But the reality does not diminish. The value actually appreciates. Do you know that? When you use a wire to carry your telephone, I was in those days. Those who had it. And many of you, I know you didn't see that thing. If rain falls, you are in trouble. They'll start digging the wire from everywhere. What has entered the wire? Later on, they went to a kind of wire that is lighter than the other wires. It was like a breakthrough. But when they moved from the wires to the air, it gained strength, gained power, gained speed, but lost visibility. So as you move from the earth, as you move higher in the spirit, blessedness becomes more real, but their tangibility in terms of touch diminishes. So, priesthood is designed because in that movement, many souls can be lost in transit. So, priesthood is sustenance to hold souls to journey to the realm of invisibility, but for substantiability. Realities. Ordinary to wait in the spirit is not easy. Wait. It's not easy. the heart wearies. When he has hope that is tangible, he has more reality. He has more strength of waiting. But the problem is that such hope makes the heart sick. But momentarily speaking, he has more energy to wait. If the hope is earthly hope. Do you understand what I'm saying? If I promise you 1 million naira now, in 1 week, you will stay. If I say, keep on having this meeting, I can assure you, we mess with so and so, and they said they have designed, one went back, whatever, and Pastor J went abroad, and he saw the MD of the project, and he said he's moving down to Nigeria here, and this church has been booked as a place of display for it. Those who come here are going to have it. Energy will come into your heart. That the message, can we have messages that will span the time? Pastor, can we have programs that will span the time? That thing, and then you know, let's lock the gate. We don't have space to accommodate for space. We don't have facilities to take care of that. Why? Hope. Must want is go beyond the 1 week to the next 2 weeks. You see, Pastor, sometimes can be joking, and when he's joking, we don't know when he's serious. This matter maybe he was joking with it. Integrity comes to display. Not of that things that you were not thinking about before come to display and makes the heart sick. So it looks promising, but it lacks strength or sustenance. But there's a hope, there's a realm of hope which you don't have access to. But when you assess that hope, it does not diminish, it further strengthens the heart. It's an anchor for the soul. It can guide the soul in the midst of waters of the earth. Yes, stormy waters of the earth. And when a sinner sees the old earth is falling away, he has the strength to keep on sailing. God wants man to worship him. All that's all we were made for. Serve him. Yeah, oh Israel, the Lord thy God. Serve him. Come on, serve the Lord. Come on, say serve the Lord. That is all you are meant for. Forget about earthly relevance. Don't let that be your issue for now. You see, that issue itself is a problem to man. You won't get it right. Once you are trying to maintain a balance, you won't get it right. The earth can be navigated safely when you are a two-minded person. No. Once you are two-minded, you are trying to hold it together. The earth was meant for those who serve the Lord. For the meek shall inherit the earth. And just say, I am meek and what? So what is your fear? Say, the meek shall inherit the earth. There's a way the earth is to be inherited. There's a way the earth is meant to obey man. The earth was not created to be desolate. It was created to be under obedience. It's a satellite of a world. It's a satellite. So even no matter what happened on the earth here, it's meant to obey a force. That's why when Satan hijacked the earth and saw the lie as the god of the earth, it's a lie to make men give up. You know what I'm saying? Himself is a priest. He's a priest. So what is he giving? He's giving that. He's giving lie to ensure the earth is occupied. We didn't have a house together, please. So what the earth needs to also advance is priesthood that will bring something, that will bring blessing from another world into this world. I want the house to go to that place. Now, in Exodus 19, is it 6? Open that place for me. And you shall be unto me, what? Huh? A kingdom of priests. So in God's heart, the whole of Israel was supposed to be a priest. A kingdom. So what would they have eaten? How would they have lived if they were not a priest? God must be missing some leaking thoughts in his mind. He wants to make a whole nation priest. Sir. Can you see that? You shall be, not some of you. It is something that made only some of them to become. What he wants for them is what he's saying to the church. It's a kingdom of priests. Because God knows that it is priests that the earth will yield to. The earth will yield in its normal, will yield in its expected way to priests. That's why it is kingdom of priests. In any way, let me say this to us. Do you know for how many years God did not appoint a king for Israel? Do you know that? Because when you have a king, it seems to give you strength what you should do. Words of kings are power, definite. Go there, don't go. If you go, kill him. That's a king. And God knows that that will not be able to place them to receive blessing. Are we in the house? By the nature of man, man's nature, frailties. Before it takes 1-2 steps, we'll have missed it. Who was ordained for blessing will receive curse. Amen? Hallelujah. You shall be unto me, not unto the earth, unto me. So if God wants things to him, why should the things created think about I will survive unto himself? God says, I want you to be a kingdom of priests to me. It's not that the earth will not receive the effect, but it wants separation that can allow what heaven has designed to come down. Hallelujah. I went to the house, please. If you read that same place, you get it is same thing spoken in the book of 1 Peter. Chapter 2, verse 9. You are a royal priesthood. It is that you are king and priest. You are a royal priesthood. So it means that it is kingship in priesthood. But it's not the way the earth sees kingship. Amen. Amen. Now, the prophet said, upon the head of Zedekiah shall be crowned, both of silver and of gold. That's not in the order. You should bear crown of silver separate, crown of gold separate. But upon this shall be crown of silver and gold. Which means, again, it's one crown. Amen. It has become one crown. So that crown is the crown of silver and crown of gold. Amen. In the book of Luke chapter 1, verse 70, was verse 72, that God will redeem unto us, God who has promised to save us from our enemies and from all that hate us. See the next verse, verse 72. To perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenants. the oath which he swore to our father, Abraham. The oath which he swore. Say the next thing. Say the next thing. That he will grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hands of our enemy might do what? Might serve him. Without fear, the next thing is important to me. In what? Holiness. First of all, and righteousness. Holiness is the portion of the priest. Righteousness is the portion of the king. But now, righteousness will proceed from holiness. So a holy generation will also have the power of righteousness. But now that we have what is called true righteousness. And in the book of Ephesians, talk about true holiness and righteousness. So when you see the order of the king in the past, it's not true righteousness. When it's a righteous king, he does not have holiness. So he cannot exercise true righteousness. So the earth is to be governed by righteousness that proceeds from holiness. So it's a kingdom of priests. So the next generation of the earth, of men that will rule the earth, are going to be priests to God. Then the earth will obey them. Why? They will bring the true law from the Creator. Because the earth is created, was created from a true law. Let me tell you one thing. Water came to be as water because it exists as water in the Spirit. But in the Spirit, they don't call him water. They call him eternal life. Jesus said, if a man believe on me, as you have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So there's living water in the Spirit. When the priest of God connects to the true living water, the earthly water will obey them. Jesus said to that woman at the well, he said, you come here to fetch all the time. You need to stop fetching. When you believe in the one who is speaking to you, then you won't need to come back here anymore. Why? I will make in you a well. A well. Springing up unto eternal life. Does it mean you won't need to drink water? He's saying that this water, you will now actually know how to fetch the true water. I went in the house, please. Then you now know how much of natural water you need. Many times you go for natural water because you are thirsty. There's a test you have you don't know anything about. That guy, that woman has been married. He has 5 husbands. And the one she has was not a husband. So all she's doing in the natural is a labor in trying to quench that thing. That test. The things we think about in our life as issues of our life are not really issues in the new definition. It is because of the test of the Spirit. Because what you are lacking in the Spirit has redefined you to be something you are not. When the spiritual is settled, the natural will allow. You don't know what to do with the natural until the spiritual takes some place. You now know it is not the shoe you need. You now know it is not the car you need. There's something else you need that will come to visibility when the true estate is revealed. So priesthood is designed to connect you to the true estate. You just made a simple thing in the book of John 3:16. For God so loved the world. I can't go into... For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That scripture, I'm very sure, I'm not sure it's highly sounding these days. Amen. If you got born again in church 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, even unbelievers know that scripture. Should not perish. He should not perish. But he should have what? Everlasting life. So there's an answer to perishing. If you can access everlasting life, then he will not perish. So there's a domain he was in the past in which his destiny is to perish. Yet he lived all his life here, seemingly in affluence. Like I tell you, I said, sometimes when you say, you know something we say, is that the best, the sinners have had their best on the earth here. The earth is the best they will ever have. Or is the heaven they will ever have. I don't know how to put it. And the heaven and the eternity is the heaven they will never have. With the mind that when they are on the earth, they are enjoying their best. But they call it the first death. Say those, yes, that's the first death. They are in the first death. How can you be in the first death and be enjoying? You just have to say now. So to you, they are living, but they are dead. Do you understand what I'm saying? When they do not believe, at the end of the day, they will be cast into the lake of fire. And that is the second death. So there is already first death, in which they need to be saved from. So anyone who believes on them should not die the second death. But have everlasting. This is the gift of what? Of men? Of pastors? Of churches? This is the location put in God that you will need priesthood to connect you to. When you connect to that gift, the earth will be you. Abraham, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, the possessor of the heaven and the earth. Not of the earth and the heaven, of the heaven and the earth. Not of the earth and the heaven. Of the what? Say it again. Say it again. The possessor of the heaven and the earth. So he that possesses the heaven, possesses the earth. He that possesses the heaven, possesses the earth. This are the generation of this of men that will possess the heaven and possess the earth. Now, the testimony of Jesus is not meant to make you one. If he's heavenly conscious, then you get it wrong. It's to make you spiritually conscious. To make you blessing conscious. You are aware of your blessing. You are aware of your blessedness. You are aware of the things that pertain to your salvation. And these are the things which Paul said we speak in a mystery. So God is asking the church at this time, stay with the mystery of his will. Come and say church. Come and say church. Come and say pastor. Come and say elders. Come and say bishop. Stay with the mystery of his will. Because the mystery of his will is designed for vocations that has been before the world began. Priesthood is designed to bring down vocations. Vocation has been before the world began. Even in the natural, whatever, in the old Yoruba priesthood, the priests of the Yoruba order do not perfect the earthly evolution. Why? The whole mystery of how the earth began to their understanding. One saw it and died for. They will tell you where the earth began from. They have no fear of what is happening in the days we live in. If you see priests of the earthly order today, who are in that order, who have learned it? I was reading one of these days about the things that Abimelech was saying. I mean, he was talking, and if you're an average Christian, you'll be ashamed. He was saying what happened when he went into the house. What they were sharing the house, he was telling them about the wealth of priesthood he has. And it's more than those things. I tell you, he was not moved by what they were sharing there. He had no interest. He came back to his village and they said, you are a useless man. How can you go to Abuja and come back this way? There's nothing they have in Abuja but worldly civilization, empty civilization. If he cherished his priesthood than what the world has, how much more the world has the holy priesthood? You are a holy nation, a peculiar people who are called to show for the presence of him who has called you.
out of darkness to show forth His marvelous light. It's time for appearance of the great light of God from the heavenly on the earth here. There's a time for the light of God to shine in the midst of darkness. It's a time for redefinition of the earth. Thank you very much.
If you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit, you can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many Spirit-filled meetings, School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m., Governmental Prayers every Thursday 6 p.m., Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.